The other great thing that happened to me at Rice was the awareness of a girl named Lillian. Though she had actually been in a high school Latin class of mine, sitting in either the front of a row or the back of the row when I was at the other end. And though I then knew who she was, I did not in those days pay any attention to her, or did she to me. But what I suppose was the last of our sophomore year at Rice, or the beginning of our junior year, I'm not sure which, I began to become aware of a girl named Lillian. And I think almost from the beginning, almost from first sight, I realized that she was the one that I wished to spend the rest of my life with. And that was a kind of a bewildering thought for one who was 18 years old, before whom stretched so many years and days of study and so much preparation before I would achieve any capacity to earn a real living. It was one of those complexities that confronted people of our day. It probably doesn't confront the people of the present time as dramatically, because somehow times are more affluent and people can marry before they finish school, and often, of course, do. But this awareness that I wish to spend the rest of my life with this girl has continued for more than 53 years. Well, 53 years is only dates from my marriage, but that event of becoming aware of her happening in either late 1928 or early 1929 is a good many years beyond 53. And so that feeling has persisted and continued without lessening all of those years. And it's been the bright spot in my entire life. I know of nothing that is equal to the feeling that I have cherished from that realization.